My Life Today, April 22, The Talent of Money, Improving My Talents. He which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. In the parable of the talents we have two classes brought to view. One class is represented by the diligent servant, and the other by the wicked and slothful servant. They had both been entrusted with their Lord's money. One went to work with earnestness, seeking opportunities to use his entrusted gift in such a way that others would be blessed and benefited. He does not live simply to please himself, to gratify selfish pleasures, to delight in pleasure parties and in places of amusement, seeking for gratification of his fleshly lusts, as though this were the object of life. But he thinks soberly, and remembers that his religious life is short. It is God who gives men power to get wealth, and he has bestowed this ability, not as a means of gratifying self, but as a means of returning to God his own. With this object it is not a sin to acquire means. Money is to be earned by labor. Every youth should be trained to habits of industry. The Bible condemns no man for being rich if he has acquired his riches honestly. Wealth will prove a blessing if we regard it as the Lord's, to be received with thankfulness and with thankfulness returned to the giver. Money has great value because it can do great good. In the hands of God's children, it is food for the hungry, drink for the thirsty, and clothing for the naked. It is a defense for the oppressed and a means of help to the sick. But money is of no more value than sand. Only as it is put to use in providing for the necessities of life, in blessing others, and advancing the cause of Christ.